Welcome to Lad vs Dad Football Predictions Podcast.
I'm Dad.
I'm Lad, the current champion. Welcome to Lad vs Dad Football Predictions Podcast, Season 2, Episode 26.
How are we doing, Lad?
Good.
Yeah, man. So, people like to just get straight to business. Tell us what happened from last week's predictions.
Yeah, last week's predictions, the first match, Dad surprisingly got a correct score.
Oh, yes.
He predicted Crystal Palace Liverpool to be a 2-1 win to Liverpool, and it was a 2-1 win to Liverpool.
Yeah, they scored in the stoppage time right at the end, so it was a bit fluky.
Yeah, but then, of course, Lad got one. I predicted Wolves, Nottingham Forest, predicted 1-1, and it was 1-1. Last week, score was 8-7 to Dad, so close. And the overall score is Lad has 163 and Dad has 171.
Lovely summary. Couple of scores I just wanted to pick out. Manu Bournemouth, 3-0 at Old Trafford. What a shock. No one in the world would have predicted that. And Fulham West Ham, we both went with a West Ham win. Fulham won 5-0. Is there any other games from that we predicted last week you wanted to chat about?
Yes, Barcelona, Girona.
Oh, yeah.
Away at Nou Camp, Girona travelled. As you might know about Girona if you listened to the previous podcast, they are second. They were second, little hint. And they won 4-2 against Barcelona. And now they are top with 41 points. And behind them, who drawed, is Real Madrid on 39 points. And then Atletico Madrid and Barcelona are both on 34 points behind them.
I can't believe Girona. I mean, apparently Girona have got some decent money, but still, like, that is such a tiny team. And do you know something I heard? That do you know who the top goal scorer is in the whole of La Liga?
Jude Bellingham.
Yeah. So
12 goals.
Yeah, I mean, like...
And then Greenspan's on 9 goals, so there's a bit of a gap.
Yeah, and the Girona guy's down on 8. But I just can't believe how well they're doing. I guess it'd be a great story if Girona won it. Now, we are recording during the games on Tuesday night, and as Leicester fans, we've got our eye on Ipswich, who are drawing 1-1, and Leeds, who are drawing
0-0. No, they're not even playing.
Leeds not playing. Yeah, I think you're doing it.
Leeds are not.
Oh, they are. Yeah, it's just that. Yeah, the other screen wasn't showing it. So we're watching the other teams. We're playing tomorrow night. Who are we playing tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night we are playing Millwall.
Mills. What do you think about the Millwall fans?
Odd.
They are like rubbish form as well near the relegation zone. So hopefully we beat them.
Dad's been singing the song that never ends.
But,
yeah, to get in the mood, apparently.
You keep saying, when do they say wool? They just say mill.
Yeah, when do they say wool? Do you just bought mill, not wool?
Well, tomorrow you can watch them for 90 minutes and see if they ever say wool, can't you? So, buzzing for tomorrow night's
match.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Lad and Dad against Millwall. It is exciting, though, isn't it? So, I think that's last week all wrapped up.
Maybe Peter Crouch.
Yeah, we're no Crouch. We're gonna crack on with our podcast. So, Premier League Friday night game. What is it?
Nottingham Forest, Tottenham.
Why do you keep swearing? what are you gonna go for?
I think that Tottenham are going to win 2-0.
Now, a lot of people are saying if Forest lose, their manager could get sacked. But I've been saying that for a few games. Yeah. I'll go Forest 1, Tottenham 2.
Bournemouth Luton.
I'm going to use my line that I say quite a lot. That does not sound like a Premier League fixture. Bournemouth Luton. That sounds like a League One game. But anyway.
League One?
It's because I'm old, mate. I remember Bournemouth
League
being.
League One?
I remember, like, Bournemouth being bottom of League Two, mate.
At the least. Championship.
Yeah, you're right. They are both, and they've both done really well. Both
clubs.
I think Bournemouth are on brilliant form. They just won 3-0 at Old Trafford. Bournemouth 1, Luton 0.
Chelsea.
Hang on, you need to do Bournemouth Luton.
Oh yeah. Yep. It's because I don't want to be Peter Crouch.
You're cracking on, aren't you? We could be quick fire.
I am going for a 1-1 draw.
Okay, next one.
Chelsea, Sheffield. I think that Sheffield are bottom. I can't see Sheffield winning, but I can't see Chelsea battering them. I'm going Chelsea 1-0 win.
So last week I said Sheffield would lose and they actually won. Well done for proving me wrong. Not this time. Chelsea 3, Sheffield 1.
Man City, Crystal Palace.
Man City are in rubbish form. Even though they won 2-1 at Luton, they were losing. They're in really bad form by their very high standards. But I think they're just, at some point, someone's going to get battered. And I think it's going to be Palace. Man City 4, Palace 0.
I think Man City will win comfortably, but I don't think it'll be a big score. It won't sound like they've hammered, but I think, as they usually do, they'll have the ball and you won't realise, but they've actually like hammered them, had possession all game nearly. Yeah. I'm going 2-0 Man City.
Yeah, sometimes 2-0s are batterings when it's Man City, aren't they? Cool, what's next?
Newcastle, Fulham.
Okay. Fulham on a good form. They've won their last two games 5-0. 5-0 Forest, then 5-0 West Ham. So I don't know if that changes your influences your mind, but and Newcastle are playing Champions League this week. So there's a few little things just helping Fulham a bit, but what are you going to say?
It is Newcastle, and when you're, I've just looked at the points in it, you look at them and there's not a huge gap between
no.
them. It's 21 points for Fulham and 26 for Newcastle. And as you've said, Fulham have got the advantage because Newcastle Champions League and things.
Yep.
I am actually not going to go Fulham. I'm going 1-1.
Yeah, I think I've had a good think about it. And I'm going 2-2 draw. I know it might seem odd, but I think Fulham will get something. What's next?
Burnley, Everton.
Everton in really good form. Obviously, if they didn't have the 10-point deduction, they'd be probably top half. Burnley, let's be honest, they've been pretty poor. I've got to just go with the form, really. Burnley 0, Everton 2.
Yeah, Everton's form shows that they should probably win this one. And I think they will do. I think Everton are going to win 2-0.
Cool. And next one?
Arsenal, Brighton.
Okay.
Brighton at 8th and Arsenal a 2nd. There's about 10 points in it, like between them.
Arsenal were great form, but they did lose to Villa at the weekend.
Villa are 3rd, so that was Villa a close team. Game, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a close game, so I think I understand why they lost that one, but I think that would just be a little drop. They'll get back to highs now. I am going 2-0 Arsenal.
Okay, I think Brighton have got Europa League. I'm not sure if it's a big game because they need to get points on Thursday as well. So I'm not sure if they've... I think they might already be through. But Arsenal-Brighton, I fancy Arsenal 3-0. Going for quite a big Arsenal win. What's next?
Brentford-Aston Villa.
So it's me, isn't it? Villa, as you said, unbelievably good form. But they're very, very, very good at home, not so good away. And that's the little surprise here. Brentford, bad form. I've just got it feeling. Brentford 1, Villa 0. I just think it's one of them games that...
I'm going the exact opposite to you. 1-0 Villa.
Okay, and next?
West Ham Wolves. It's me, isn't it?
Yep.
West Ham are... 9th and Wolves are 13th. This one's hard. I am going to go for a West Ham 2-1 win.
I'm going to do that thing I do because it is hard. I agree with you. And I often press this button, this robot button in my head. When I don't know.
1-1.
You know when I don't know what to do, I always go, look, I'll do it as my robot. West Ham, 1, Wolves won. Lad is looking very embarrassed of his dad there, guys. When I don't know what to say, I just say 1-1. What's the big Premier League game?
Liverpool Man U.
Oh, yeah. Sit there on your Sunday afternoon. They'll get have all the pundits on Sky talking about it. The Scousers are top of the league as it stands. Man U are in terrible form. I am going to say that it's going to carry on. Liverpool are going to beat Man U. They're going to beat them in a good game, 3-2.
Well, the BT, well, no, not BT, TNT, Sky Sports, whatever it is, are going to pick the game and they're not going to be very happy. It's going to be a 1-0 win to Liverpool.
So not the exciting game, but you think they'll win. So Leicester, this week, do not play until Monday night, but that doesn't stop Lad and Dad. So we're going to predict it. So what is it, mate?
Birmingham, Leicester.
Okay, and it's going to be you to predict. And Birmingham changed their manager to Wayne Rooney, and then their form went very bad. They were near the playoffs. They're now 17th. Birmingham, Leicester, what do you reckon?
I think that it's going to be a 2-0 win to Leicester.
I think Leicester was starting to struggle a little bit, then got the late winner against West Brom, and then won again and in the last game. So 2 wins in a row. I think we'll beat Millwall, and then I think we'll beat Birmingham as well. I will go just 1-0 to Leicester. And what's next?
Ipswich, Norwich, and the reason we've picked these is because they are main rivals.
Yeah, it's a local derby, really, in that weird bit of East Anglia out there on the side of the country.
Yeah, Ipswich are drawing 1-1 at the moment, and
might
be with Watford.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure that out as well. Yeah, the only other team with a 1-1. Ipswich must be playing Watford. We're on Google, and they're currently 1-1. Must be nearly half time. So Ipswich are at home to Norwich. So Ipswich is second, Norwich is 13.
You're first, aren't you?
But it's a local rival. You're right. So I think local derbies, honestly, I think Norwich will get something. Norwich will be bang up for it. They've won 3 out of the last 5. They're going to really hate that Ipswich are better than them for the first time in a long time. They'll get a draw, 1-1.
I think that it would be helpful to know what Ipswich have done today, because I'd know a bit more what form they're on.
Yeah.
But I know they have won recently, but they've won like the last 3 in the Valley.
It's a win tonight, they actually go top before Leicester play Millwall, so they've got the incentive.
I think that it's going to be a 2-1 win to Ipswich.
Okay. Right, we've got a final game for you for this weekend. You're going to go first. We've never been here before.
And I bet every single one of the listeners will know both of these teams so good.
Oh, you'll know all their players. You'll be
able to know their like worst player.
You'll know their badge. You know who their mascot is. What year they were founded.
Should we say the thing?
Okay.
The game.
Yeah.
It's Connors Quay Nomads against Pontypridd United.
And where the hell's that from?
The Cymru Premier League.
Okay, that's pronounced Cymru. Cymru is how Welsh people
I'm
say
I'm calling
Wales.
It Cymru.
Lad, why the hell have we do some weird things. We go to non-league games, we go to America, we go to Saudi Arabia. Why the hell are we going to the Welsh Premier League?
Because Pontypridd, that team, the team I said second, that Pontypridd team, have got a points deduction. So we thought we'd just do it because we like point deductions.
It's quite a big points deduction, isn't it? The players that were playing and signed the contract properly.
Yeah.
So how many points have they got?
They have 6 points took off now.
Yeah.
And if they do it again, they will have 135 points to come.
So the Welsh FA have said, we had to read this one up to check it was true, if they do it again in the next 2 years or whatever, because they've done it loads of times, by the way, like not just once, they're going to just take 135 points off them. So obviously they'd just get relegated. So where
is the league annoyed with them?
The league's well annoyed with them. So they should be
whatever the league's called. That's what I said.
The league. Yeah, the Cymru Premier League. They're second bottom.
The Cymru.
And Connors Key Nomads are second and one of the best teams in the league. Yeah, it's that Quay is spelled Kit. It's
I don't care. Whatever.
Quay. Yeah. Whatever. Hey, listen, if anyone can pronounce all the team in the Welsh Premier League, no chance. They're all like really hard to say. To say the name of.
No, that one's easy. The New Saints.
The New Saints, that's a nice one, yeah.
And Newtown.
And Newtown. But
they're
not
the easiest.
Not so much Caernarfon Town, Haverford West, Pontypridd, Aberystwyth.
Aberystwythy.
Oh, this is only
whatever it is.
Yeah, but I don't know what Pennybont is.
Pennybont.
Anyway,
where's
sorry.
That?
Sorry, was it Wales?
Wales.
I've got sorry for any Welsh League fans. But you know, we're just trying to figure out what the hell's going on. So Pontypridd United could get 135 point deduction. They're away at Connors Key. It's you first.
I think that the score is going to be Connors whatever.
Nomads,
yeah. Are going to win 2-0 against Ponty whatever town.
Okay, can I go 135-0? One for every point. No, I'm not going to do that because I take it too serious. I think...
Go on then, do it.
I'm going to go big. I'm not going to go 135-0. I'm going to go...
7-0.
I'm going to go 7-0. 7-0 to Connors Key Nomads. I think Pontypridd, I think some of their players won't turn up. They'll be so annoyed. They'll be so sad about it. And they're just going to get battered 7-0.
You know if the match is... Oh, let me think. Do I really want to go that or do I want to go PP?
Oh, yeah. You know, if you picked Anstey Nomads and went PP, you'd almost certainly win every week because they're a little bit of rain and they're off all the time. They're off again tonight.
Well, anyway, bye-bye Cymru Premier League.
Yeah. So I don't know if we'll come back to the Cymru Premier League or not, but it's been fun.
We might come back to the Cymru Championship.
Yeah.
Because Pontypridd whatever might be in the second league if they've got 135 points took off.
Ah, yeah, they'll struggle to stay up, won't they? Well, that was a nice little end to the episode. I hope everybody is enjoyed our episode. Anything else you want to say, lad?
No, not really.
Well, in that case, it's bye from dad.
And one from lad. Thank you.